Welcome back to Amud Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Masechtas Megillah Chaf Ches Amud Beis and picking up the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, learning in the merits the hostages should be returned now. Soldiers should be safe. Israel should emerge victorious. Picking up the Mishnah was telling us various things one's not allowed to do in a shul, even when it's destroyed. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Basic Knessios, Ein Nohagim Bem Kalas Rosh. In the basic Knessios, one shouldn't act in a way of levity. Ein Ochim Bem, you should eat in them. Basic Knessios. Ein Shosim Bem, you shouldn't drink of them. Turn the page. Ein Nosim Bem, nor may one adorn them. Nosim Bem, not when adorn themselves in them. Ein Matalim Bem, nor should the person use them to walk around in. Ein Nichnim Bem, Nechamim, a person shouldn't go in their summer to escape the heat. Gisham of Negisham were in the rain to escape the rain. He must be having a hefsesh al yachid. An individual shouldn't have a eulogy in there. I mean, someone who's a person who's not well known. Of a karm bam, a person can read in them, learn in them. Mishon of him can learn mishnayos in them. Meaning to say, this is the basic in SS, yet we can do base medrash activities there. Must be him hefsesh al rab, hespid shall rab him. You can give a public eulogy there. Om Rabbi Yehuda, a masai. All this is when it's still being used. But if it's been destroyed, leave it alone. And grass is allowed to grow there and should not root up Neagos Nefesh so that people will get be upset about it. The Gemara is like, where did you get this from, Rabbi Yehuda? Why are you just quoting this now? Whoever mentioned anything about a destroyed basic analysis, why did you insert that here? So the Bryce is actually missing some words, and this is what it should be. A person should sweep the uninhabited base of Knesset. And cause the dust to settle by sprinkling water on the floor. He shall yalab him a sub, so grass does not grow there. Yehuda says, Amosai, the Yashvun, when they're still inhabited. The Chorban, when they're desolate, when Yichnasa lalas, Asavim, Allah Yitlosh, Yitlosh, Nefesh. So it's seemingly a person should take care of a Knesset that's destroyed. Yehuda's like, no, actually, don't do that. Even if grass goes, don't uproot it, so people will be inspired and motivated because they'll be so pained by seeing it in desolation to want to rebuild it. Okay. Rabbi Yasi, built the Knesset ship above the Lazar Nahin Osin. He built the shuls in Babylon on the condition they can be used for all purposes. Balf became a Nogam and Kalas Rosh, a person still should act in a way of levity in there. Mind you, what's considered levity? Cheshbonos, making business calculations. Omravasi, basic nessus, shemachshin bo cheshbonos, in a basic nessus where you do these business calculations, melina boas hames, will eventually house corpses overnight. Melina b'sakadai, does it really mean they will house corpses overnight? Lo sagit lahachi, no. Rather, elos lasov shilina bo mace mitzvah. Rather, in the end, it'll be used as a mace mitzvah. Oh, to house mace mitzvahs. Okay. They know in Behem, a person should adorn themselves. Amarava, Chachamim v'tamidei mutarin. The Talmud Chacham and their students are allowed. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, man bei rabbanon. Why is it called the bei rabbanon? The base medrash, if you will. Base of the rabbanon, it's the home of the rabbis. That's where you go in yeshiva and you realize these guys act very comfortably there. But I remember when I was learning yeshiva, you're in this room for sometimes 18 hours a day. It becomes your second home, and that's why you're allowed to take the cat nap there. You're allowed to eat and drink a little bit there. Drink your coffee, eat a little. Because it's basically, you know, it's the greatest time when it becomes your base medrash becomes your home. Nor can you go in there to escape the heat in the sun, or the rain in the rainy season. So one time, Ravina and Ravada Bar Masna were asking a question to Rava. Asazilso Demitra, starts to rain. I live in Kanisha, they run to the shul. Omre, they said then, what's the justification for this? How'd you learn a little bit Kanishta? How could we go into the show? La Misham Nitra. Did we go because it rained? He says, no. I'm going to mishmite the buds. Lose the kiyomadis. No. No, we're involved in a very intricate halachic discussion. We need clarity. And in order to get the clarity, we have to avoid the rain, which is going to cause us to not think straight. And that's who went inside. We didn't go inside because of the rain, because that would be forbidden. Omre le Rav Acha Bere de Rav Levashi. So Rav Acha says to Rav Levashi, another problem situation. Here's the following issue. You can't go on a shul just for no reason. So what if you have to pull someone out of a shul, tell someone to come out? How do you get them? The person needs to get someone out of the shul. My arm relay eats a rabban and havoc. So if he's a young Torah scholar, lame hilchasai should learn a little halach when he gets there. If he's a student of the Mishnah, he should sit down and lame Mishnah. He learned a Mishnah. Now you've learned something in the shul. You didn't just go in as a shortcut or for some other reason. The Garhu, and if he knows just how to read Chumash, lame sit down and read Chumash. Below, lame a light, Lunuko. You should say a child is there. Aim a leap, tell me what you're learning, Inami Nishi Portunekum. Or he, at least he can he should sit there and spend some time in the shul if he doesn't know how to do anything, just so it doesn't look like he's going in there for no reason. Or you can argue, you know, it says Ashra Yoshve Vesecha, the praiseworthy is he who sits in the house of God. So just the mere fact you're there and spend time in there is praiseworthy in and of itself. Okay. Masvina Mem has Rusha Rabbi, a cursing him a public eulogy. What does that mean? Machaber Chista mentioned he could go and has beta to Kabe Rab Sheshis. And eulogy when our Sheshis is present. Machaber Sheshis could go and has beta to Kabe Rab Chista. No, a eulogy where our Chista is present. Meaning to say, if someone in their house passes away, it's a big public event, it's a big public eulogy, you can do it in the shul. Rafram, so the Rafram, Aspada Lukulsa Beknishta. He eulogized his daughter in law on the shul. Amri Shum, Yukari Didi Udmasi. Because it's my honor and the honor of the deceased. Everyone, Asu Kuli Alma, everyone's going to come, and therefore it's allowed. It's public. Either it's my honor, or the honor of the deceased, everyone's going to come, and therefore it's public. Okay, let's discuss some eulogies. Reish Lakish gave the following eulogy for a Tzur Mirabanan, a young scholar. The Shliach Ba'ar Disrael, he was frequent in Israel. He had a shear of 24 rows of students sitting there. Amar Vav Chasra Ara Disrael Gavra Rabba. His eulogy was, woe is to the land of Israel that lost a great man. There was a person, a Torah scholar, who knew Sifrei, lots of Torah, b'shachav, and he died. Also, Amar Lei Rav Nachman. So they came to Rav Nachman, and they said to him, lest they lay, give him a hesped. Amar Heichin, instead, Rav Nachman said, how should I give him a hesped? So they said back to him, hate sena, the mole sphere de chasa. Is a basket full of sacred books has been lost. Or he's kind of asking, is this what I should say? Woe is a sacred basket of books that has been lost. Okay, so now this is actually, why is it a question? Because it's actually what he's trying to say is as follows. This wasn't a Talmud Chacham, this is just someone who knew a lot, who happened to know a lot of, but didn't know how to apply it, didn't know how to put it together. So he kind of said like, oh yeah, he's a guy who carries books around. But he's not actually a Talmud Chacham. Tanakh Chazi, come and see. Ma beit kifei da'ar di Yisrael l'chassid de Bavel. Come and see the difference between the haughty scholars of Israel and the pious scholars of Bavel. Gemara continues. Tanakh Chazi, we learned elsewhere. Ude ishtamesh basad chalaf. One who utilizes the crown of Torah will pass in this world. Tanakh Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish ishtamesh b'mish shon halachos. This is first the one who utilizes another one who learns halachos. Kisrei shel Torah, the crown of Torah. Gemara continues. Amar Ula, ishtamish inchi b'man d'tani arba'a. A person should utilize one who's learned the four tractates of the Mishnah. What does this mean? I'm not totally sure, but it seems like a person. It's better for a person to ishtamish to use to go to someone who knows the four tractates, the four orders. Excuse me, of Mishnah, meaning the four orders that halach l'maisa. What are the four orders halach l'maisa? So Moed deals with Yontif, Nashim deals with marriage, divorce, Yibam, etc. Nezikin, which is obvious, is torts. And last is Kachim, because we've said so many times, when Hisham Parmas was saying it, by learning Kachim, if you brought them, so it's as if it's Halach L'maisa. Okay. The Reish Lakish have Azib Archa. Reish Lakish is traveling the road. Mata or Kuma the Yama, he came to a pool of water. Asa hu Gavra, Archuve Akasi to come Avidle. So he couldn't get across. So a guy comes and says to Reish Lakish, here, go on my shoulders. And he begins to ferry him across the water. Amalei, Reish Lakish said to him, Krisi, do you know how to read Chumash? Amalei, Krina, yeah. Tani, do you know Mishnah? Tani, Arba, it's either Mishnah, because actually I know all four orders of Mishnahs. Amalei, Reish Lakish says, Pesaltu l'chav Arba, to read, v'ten to barak lekish akasta. Because you have hewed yourself out of four orders, you know so much, and you carry the son of Lakish on your shoulders. Shadi bar lekish amaya, toss Lakish into the water. Meaning to say, that's what it could not understand. He says, don't use someone as in he's not, someone who knows the four orders of Mishnah, they're considered a real town chacham. You can't just use them to. They have to treat respect. So Reish Lakish says, toss me in the water. How can you carry me? I'm like, because it's my pleasure to serve the master. Meaning you're clearly a holier and a better and everyone knows who you are, Reish Lakish. You're one of the great Amorayim, great Tanam, excuse me. So of course, even I might know four orders of Mishnah, you know everything. So at that point, Reish Lakish says, if you really want to carry me, at least let me teach you something so I become your Rebbe. It got me meaning having mills up. Let me teach you the following. It's kind of random why he taught this thing, but I'm not sure why. Out of all things, he quotes Rav Zeira. But the Gemara is as follows. Rav Zeira, by the way, just it's actually not Rav Zeira, it's just a law about Rav Zeira. But those Yisrael and Chamir Latzman, the Jewish women were stringent upon themselves. Shafil rose deep down kechardel Yosef loves Shimnatiim. That in order to become Tumen Tumen Nida, there is a specific process. And yet they said if even you saw a tiny bit of blood, even if it's not necessarily enough, they would treat it as if it's a Tumen Nida, where they would wait. They need 7 clean days. Shimnatiim. Okay. Net lastly, the Gemara says Tana Dvei Elio Kol Hashana Lachas Lo Muftach Lo Shuben Olam Haba. Anyone who teaches halachos, anyone who learns, excuse me, halachos, it's as if they excuse me, kol, I just lost the place here. Tana Be'aliyah. We know this actually from our davening. Kol Hashana halachos muftach lo shuben olam haba. Anyone who teaches halachos or learns halachos, they get a place in the world to come. Shneimar halichos olam lo. The ways of the world are his. Al tikri halichos ela halachos. I wish you all a wonderful day.